So when Karana leaves his body, at that time Krishna is said to have come and asked Karana for his punya. See, there is the Mahabharata that is written by Vyasadeva. And after that, there are many other retellings of the Mahabharata. And in many of these later retellings, Karna is cast often more and more in a heroic mold. So, there is no indication of this in the original Mahabharata. So, the later retellings, it's not that all later retellings are wrong, but we have to see whether the later retellings embellish the original story, who has told those retellings, and whether they embellish the original story or they contradict or go against the original story. So, the overall mood of Krishna is at that time to highlight that Karna is an offender and Karna deserves to be punished. So, from the mood of the Mahabharata that Krishna will go and ask Karna for his punya, it's not compatible over there. So, we see that as later retelling that is not in harmony with the original story. That's why we don't accept it as bona fide.
Didn't Vyasadeva
Or it's definitely not in Vyasadeva's Mahabharata. No, not at all.